It's been 6 years since the Emmy Award-winning show The Office ended its run. But more importantly for sports fans, it's been 14 years since Michael Scott, the delusional regional manager of Dunder Mifflin, played by Steve Carell, challenged his warehouse crew to a friendly game of basketball.
The last time I was down there, I noticed they'd put up a couple of hoops. And I play basketball every weekend, so I thought, this might be kind of fun.
It was blue collar versus white collar, and the losing team had to work on Saturday. But the episode had bigger stakes for the show's main protagonist, Jim Halpert, played by John Krasinski. It was his chance to impress Pam, the office receptionist and the woman of his dreams, played by Jenna Fischer.
Basketball was kind of my thing in high school, and I'm looking forward to playing. You know, I think I'm going to impress a few people in here.
One problem. Pam was engaged to warehouse tough guy Roy Anderson, played by actor David Denman.
Pam, you kind of have your foot in both camps here. Why don't you do the jump ball, okay?
Don't listen to him, Pam. Trust me. Tip it my way or you're sleeping in the car.
Throughout the episode, Jim and Roy go head-to-head on the court. Only a Game's Nico Emack picks up the story from there.
In a real-life game, who do you think would win one-on-one?
John, 100%. 100%.
That's actor David Denman, who plays Roy from The Warehouse.
His whole family, they're giants, and they're all a basketball family. I think they coach ball. No, I'm not even going to pretend to play opposite, you know, that I would have a shot.
David never considered himself an athlete. Basketball was just something he did for fun as a kid.
All of my buddies were total jock heads. We would play basketball and break into gyms and go play ball. But, you know, I never really played it that competitively.
David says his earliest memory of the game is a sad one.
My parents split when I was a kid, and I lived in this apartment complex, and the only place there was to get out of the house was this basketball court. So I would go there by myself and just shoot hoops and, you know, till the sun went down. And I did that a lot for many, 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 many months.
As David got older, he found other avenues of expression. When he got to high school, he developed a passion for acting.
There was a kid in class who wanted to be an actor and was like, I'm going to go to Juilliard. And I was like, what is Juilliard?
David graduated from Juilliard in 1997 and began his career in film and TV. He landed roles in movies like The Replacements and Big Fish. In 2004, he got a call from a friend living in New York.
And he said, oh, you got to watch this show. The Office is so up your alley. And I hear they're doing an American version. You gotta call your agent and get on that. So I watched it and I was like, gee, this is genius. And I called my agent and he at the time was like, what? Really? You want to do that? I said, yes. And then he was like, they're looking for improv comedians. And I'm like, look, dude, I went to Juilliard. It's not just because I studied Shakespeare doesn't mean I can't do improv comedy. You know, we had that class as well.
David got the part. And on March 24th, 2005, the first episode of The Office aired on NBC. By that point, they had already filmed Season 1, Episode 5, creatively titled Basketball. Season 1, Episode 5, The Warehouse versus The Office. How did you and your fellow cast members react to the idea of playing basketball for an entire episode?
Well, we were excited because everyone was stuck in the office. So all of a sudden, we got to be in the warehouse. There was already a basketball, hoop in the parking lot, I think, that John used to always play on. And Brian.
Brian Baumgartner, who plays the slow-talking accountant, Kevin Malone.
At least once a year, I like to bring in some of my Kevin's famous chili.
Brian Baumgartner is, ridiculously good at basketball. That guy can shoot all day long. They were filming him, just shooting, three after three after three. I mean, he did, 15 in a row or something crazy.
David says the actors were always encouraged to improvise on set. But for most of the basketball scenes, a stunt coordinator was brought in to choreograph, like when Roy elbows Jim in the face.
Whoa, 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 foul, naked aggression. Oh, that is, you're right, Jim, suck it up.
The sad part about it is in reality, he really did get hit in the face. I elbowed him. We worked on the beat of me, faking and turning, but he got a little close and my elbow went up a little higher and the adrenaline of the situation, everything ends up oftentimes not working out exactly how you plan it. And it was just way too close. And I caught him on the lip, busted his lip up. He's bleeding. That's all real blood. And they're like, continue filming. And at a certain point, John's like, guys, I'm bleeding. Like, really? Can we stop filming and like stop this? And they had to shoot, like they were supposed to shoot their first poster, you know, of the, what the show was going to be that next Saturday. And he got his lip busted in half, thanks to me. So I don't think John liked me too much the first couple of years.
After another foul, Steve Carell's character tries to end the game early.
Well, let's just say whoever was ahead won.
That was you.
It was us, really? I didn't know. I guess you guys work on Saturday. Your face.
No, I'm not coming in on Saturday.
Yeah, this isn't happening.
How did you approach the role? And in particular, the role of such a, you know, to be frank, scumbag.
Yeah. I always like to try to find, you know, the other side of the character. Things just didn't quite work out for him the way he had planned. And so I found, like, a little empathy for that.
Later that day, Roy and Pam leave the office. Roy taunts Jim one last time.
Look at Larry Bird. Larry Legend.
Yeah, he's pretty good, huh? Oh. Yeah, let's get you into a tub.
Yeah, let's get you into a tub.
The camera stays on Jim. He's devastated watching the woman of his dreams leave with Roy. As a fan of the show, I felt for him. Luckily for everyone, Jim and Pam end up together in the end. Except...
everyone forgets the fact that Pam cheated on Roy. Let's not forget who the cheaters are and who the bad people are in this, okay? Everyone always says, you know, why'd you do Jim like that? No, he did me like that. I had nothing to do with anything that went down other than being a numbskull.
People forget.
People forget. People forget. Pam is the cheater.
In real life, David Denman and John Krasinski are good friends. The pair co-starred in the movie 13 Hours. And just a few weeks ago, they were together at Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, cheering for the Bruins against who else but Jenna Fischer and her St. Louis Blues.
That's Only a Game's Nico Emack.